We are finishing the story in Daniel chapter 6, Daniel the lion's den. God delivered him. The king had great faith in Daniel's God that he would deliver him, and that faith was rewarded. The Bible says in chapter 6, verse 24, then the king gave orders. They brought those men who had maliciously accused Daniel. Notice the word maliciously. They cast them, their children, their wives, into the lion's den. They had not reached the bottom of the den before the lions overpowered them and crushed all their bones. This is called the law of malicious witness. We find it in Deuteronomy, the 19th chapter, where it says in verse 16, if a malicious witness rise up against man to accuse him of wrongdoing, then the men are to stand before the Lord, meaning the priests or the judges in those days, and they investigate thoroughly. And if the witness is a false witness and he has accused his brother falsely, then you shall do to him just as he intended to do to his brother. This is the way heaven operates, the law of malicious witness. We can show several accounts of this or demonstrations of this in the Bible, but the one that stands out in my mind is in the book of Esther, where Haman was exalted by the king, and so everyone was bowing to Haman as he went through the streets, except Mordecai the Jew. And Mordecai just sat or stood. He would not bow. And so Haman's telling his wife about this, and his wife said, why don't you hang him on some gallows? You have power. Thought, what a great idea. So he had gallows built in his backyard. And the next morning, bright and early, because he probably couldn't sleep, he rushed into the king's court to ask if he could hang Mordecai, and he probably invented some story about why he should have that done. But during the night, the king couldn't sleep, and he wondered why. So he said, bring the records. And so his advisors brought the records, and they discovered that Mordecai, the Jew, had uncovered an assassination plot against the king and had not been rewarded. So the king's thinking, what shall I do? I need to do something for Mordecai. And he said, by the way, who's in the court? And they look out and here's Haman rushing toward the palace. He said, call him in. So the king says to Haman, what should I do for the man that I want to honor? And Haman's thinking, oh, who would he want to honor but me? I'm the greatest in his kingdom. And so he came up with a plan. He said, have him led around the streets by someone and have him on the king's mount, the king's horse. Put a purple robe on him, the king's crown on his head, and let the person leading the horse proclaim, this is the man that the king wants to honor. And so Haman could just picture himself in purple with the crown on the horse. And the king said, great idea. Go get Mordecai and lead him through the streets. You be the man to lead him. Can you imagine Haman at that point? This is called the law of malicious witness. He wanted maliciously to destroy Mordecai, but instead he's leading him through, proclaiming this is the man that the king wants to honor. Well, he was so upset, and of course, as the story goes, Esther invites them to a banquet 2 days in a row. Finally, she tells the king, this man wants to destroy me and my people. And the king couldn't believe it. And so in the end, Haman is hung on his own gallows. The law of malicious witness. We also find this in one of the favorite Bible characters' stories, and that is King David, who saw Bathsheba bathing and took her to himself and then had to have her husband killed on the front lines in order to cover. Well, Nathan the prophet came to David and said, you are the man. And Nathan said these words, why have you despised the word of the Lord by doing evil in his sight? You have struck down Uriah the Hittite with a sword, have taken his wife to be your wife, have killed him with the sword of the sons of Ammon. Now therefore the sword will never depart from your house, because you have despised me and have taken wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife. Thus says the Lord, behold, I will raise up evil against you from your own household. I will even take your wives before your eyes, give them to your companions, and he shall lie with your wives in broad daylight. In other words, what David had done was turned back on his own head. The Law of Malicious Witness, Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.